WRW or approximately KCVSU.
KFA ENF mobile.
ENF
mobile.
Hello, sir. Happy Friday. WRPM.
To you, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm on my final leg here heading home. I did a big old loop to Gaylord and then to Petoskey, and now I'm just making my way home. But I did get a fair amount accomplished. Went and saw a client, and that didn't go as planned, but, you know. And then I went to Petoskey to pick some stuff up and made a stop at the dollar store, and now I'm on the last leg. How about you?
Well, I attended a funeral this afternoon, which wasn't great, but I just departed from a friend having a beer over the situation, and the evening is looking up.
Well, that's because the bar seems kind of low to start out with, but my condolences. It's seldom a good time to die, unless you're, you know, suffering from a chronic and debilitating illness where there's no point of return. Sometimes it's a relief, but as a general statement, I don't know of too many people who look forward to it, or too many friends or family members who look forward to it, with minor exceptions. So, well, it started out as a pouring down rain day at 7 this morning. Then it got pretty nice, pretty clear with the sun shining. Now it's glooming up a little bit. Car says it's 72, which ain't bad for the end of October. I'm on the 1-9, around the Lansing.
Yeah, shaped up for a pretty good afternoon for your big circle route, so hope you've enjoyed that. There's some pretty good fall colors around here, so maybe tomorrow or Sunday, on Sunday fun day, my wife and I will get out and maybe appreciate some of that action.
You know, the best, first off, it's always better when the sun's shining, you know, it just presents a better landscape, makes for better pictures, all that jazz, but I've yet to really see any that equaled our camping trip, the Cadillac to Lake City route along M55, but today, coming north on 75 from Gaylord to the Napoleon exit, that was bordering on spectacular. I mean, it was pretty dramatic. And had the sun been out to its full extent, you know, to its full brightness, not being obscured through some gray, it really would have been stunning. But we're getting there, you know, kind of getting to the end. I know that people have been talking about the UP and the island and stuff, and it seems like they're well behind.
Yeah, that Grayling to Gaylord and Gaylord to Wolverine stretch of I-75 usually has some of the best color when you catch it at the right time. And then I don't know how often you venture into Harbor Springs, but if you go up Pleasant View Road, north of Harbor, on your way up to Levering, that is usually quite spectacular. And I think that's going to be on our list for this weekend.
Yeah, maybe us too if the rain holds off. Someone, matter of fact, one of my doctors recommended the Mexican place, begins with an R, in Harbor. I didn't even know it existed. Said that it's extraordinary.
W.
Yeah, that would be Rodrigo's. The owners live directly across the street from me, and they are very authentic, hardworking folks. And that restaurant is no joke, fantastic. Their margaritas are baller, if that's your thing. But be prepared to open your checkbook. It is probably the most expensive Mexican food you've ever purchased, but I think you'll be satisfied. It's some of the best.
Yeah, I was looking at the menu. The top shelf tequila makes a $40 margarita. Rod, we heard you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my radio was working. Yeah, okay. I just got a question for you guys. I cannot bring up the 4668 over there in Stutzmanville. What's going on with that? Anybody know?
Yeah, it's broke.
That's a good explanation. All right, thank you. I was wondering. I thought maybe they changed it or something, you know, and I didn't know.
No, it's broke. It's been broke for a while. They're trying to get some antenna and coax issues resolved. Bentley, do you have any updates on that? I don't.
Negative. That's the last I heard. I offered to give an agreement with that, but I'm not...
Get here on HF, Mike, so...
Anyway, I'm at my destination. Good talking to you both, gentlemen.
Going
have a
on
great
that.
Afternoon.
Got my answer.
A great weekend, and we will catch you down the wire. KFA-DNF.
Okay. Well, that was a good double, but probably on two separate sites in a full duplex system, so I heard you both. But, all right, 73 to Bentley. Yeah, it's been down for a while, Rod. It's been at least a couple of weeks. I guess you were running off to HF. Okay. I got, I don't know, 5 miles or so till home. See you guys later. W8RPM. Yes.